GOP lawmaker portfolios. Now hold 4% Bitcoin ETF. Intel jumps to 7.72%. Republican members of Congress have been rotating their personal brokerage accounts toward the same assets President Trump has promoted. And two of the clearest beneficiaries are Intel and Bitcoin. That reading comes from disclosure data compiled around an exchange-traded fund that mirrors the aggregate holdings of Republican lawmakers. Reported by Yahoo Finance on May 30, 2026, the fund trades under the ticker CRUZ and lets investors copy the combined positions GOP members list in their financial disclosures. Intel now accounts for 7.72% of those tracked portfolios, up from roughly 3% a few months earlier. The chipmaker was not in the top 10 in prior years. Sitting near it, the iShares Bitcoin Trust, iBit, represents about 4% of total GOP holdings, putting a spot Bitcoin product inside the group's top five alongside Intel and NVIDIA. A Bitcoin ETF inside the congressional top five, the iBit figure, is the part worth slowing down on. A spot Bitcoin ETF holding 4% of an aggregated congressional portfolio shows how far regulated Bitcoin exposure has traveled since the first U.S. spot funds launched in 2024. iBit is now the vehicle through which much of this political money touches Bitcoin, rather than direct coin custody. That distinction matters for anyone weighing how to hold the asset. An ETF wrapper carries counterparty and custodian layers that holding Bitcoin in your own wallet does not, a trade-off these filings make concrete at the level of elected officials. For context, Bitcoin trades at $74,105 as of May 31, 2026, down 3.4% over the past 7 days, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 36 in fear territory. The accumulation reflected in these disclosures happened into a soft tape, not a euphoric top, which complicates the simple buying the highs reaction. Trump's trust drew the map first. The lawmaker shift tracks trading by Trump-linked trusts. Filings show Donald Trump family trusts bought crypto-adjacent equities in the first quarter of 2026, including Mara, Coinbase, Coin, Strategy, MSTR, Robinhood, Hood, SoFi, SoFi, and Block, SQ. The Intel concentration also follows a policy thread. The U.S. government took a 10% stake in Intel last year, giving the stock a direct line to Washington priorities and a reason for politically attuned investors to lean in. None of those Trump trust purchases were spot Bitcoin itself. They were the equity proxies, the miners, the exchange, the corporate treasury holder, the payments and brokerage names that move with crypto sentiment. The GOP portfolio data adds the missing direct piece through iBit, the spot ETF that gives a clean read on Bitcoin price without the operational drag of a mining business or an exchange balance sheet. Bipartisan gains, a partisan asset list. The returns have followed the rotation. Quiver Quantitative estimates 24 individual lawmakers posted gains above 20% so far in 2026, split as 13 Republicans and 11 Democrats. The outperformance, then, is not strictly a party story. Members on both sides have done well. The asset selection is what skews Republican, Intel, and a Bitcoin ETF as marquee positions line up with the administration's public favorites in a way the aggregate Democratic book does not. This is disclosure data, not an allegation of wrongdoing. Members of Congress are required to report trades, and aggregators like Quiver Quantitative and the CRUZ Fund turn those filings into a live picture. The pattern is what stands out: personal capital flowing toward the same names the executive branch has talked up, with a spot Bitcoin fund now large enough to register in the top five. The signal for crypto holders. For crypto users, the takeaway is narrower than the headline suggests. This is not a regulatory action, an ETF approval, or a flow into spot coins on-chain. It is a snapshot of where elected officials are putting personal money, and it confirms that iBit, rather than self-custodied Bitcoin, has become the default political and institutional on-ramp. That preference shapes the broader market. Demand routed through a single custodian-backed ETF behaves differently from demand spread across wallets and exchanges, and it concentrates the asset's price discovery in one product. The same dynamic showed up in this cycle's politics more broadly, where crypto-aligned spending in the Texas primaries signaled how closely the industry and Washington have converged. Lawmaker portfolios are the personal balance sheet version of that alignment. And in the United States, the regulatory and political backdrop increasingly sets the tone for how the rest of the market positions.